We started the week with news of a hot piece of rock and roll memorabilia hitting the market.
Elvis Presley's bedazzled jockstrap.
So far, $50,000 is the top bid.
Made by a fan and worn by him for years until his death.
It's got his initials in it, EP. Yeah. Imagine the treat for the lucky lady when you get home and you're in the boudoir and I get down to the bedazzled Elvis jockstrap putty in my hand.
New MasterChef judge Jocks on Frillo joined us.
How do you feel the way we eat and serve food will change post-coronavirus?
I think everyone's going to be really nervous when there's no restrictions and people are sitting in a very busy restaurant. They'll feel uncomfortable.
And no challenge involving a buffet.
No, I'm guessing.
The buffet's dead. What are you cooking tonight? Is it bat soup? What's on the menu?
And Tom Gleisner revealed his on-camera MasterChef-inspired fashion choice.
Waistline is expanding and at last week's Have You Been Wardrobe Fitting, I noticed the name of my pants was M. Preston.
Tuesday, Jane appeared on Studio 10 and shocked Kerri-Ann Kenley and Angela Bishop with a pic of Mick in his derps.
He did ask if I could have a framed picture of him for this interview. So here's the picture I've chosen of him.
Oh, God.
Too much information.
Yeah. Kerri-Ann almost died. She almost fell off her chair.
That could happen.
She was so horrified.
Madonna was also causing a stir in her underwear.
She's wearing a very sheer bra, so her nipples are really like... And a very brief pair of black knickers sitting on a chair with one leg up and she's holding another pair of knickers in her hand.
Who looks better in their underwear, me or Madonna? All right, don't answer that question.
Mick suggested blowing out candles on a birthday cake won't be making a comeback in the post-COVID world.
Are you going to sit around and watch a 70-year-old man spit all over, put 70 candles out and then divvy up the cake and go, here's your bit?
So we put it to listeners.
What's not coming back?
The Ruby Princess.
The egg and spoon roast. You carry it in your mouth.
Licking stamps. I don't think you're licking stamps.
Russell Howcroft joined us to talk all things post-pandemic and his new podcast, Brand New World.
Did an interview with Zoe Foster Blake to talk to her about her business.
Well, she knows how to market, that girl.
She reminds all of us in the world of brand marketing, the most important thing, it always has been, is you need to know how to write.
I'm just glad that she's good at business because I know she's not happy at home.
Jane introduced Mick to a new reality show out of the States, Labour of Love.
She has to choose between 15 different men to impregnate her, grab a cup each, they go outside and a mobile sperm bank rocks up.
This is like a Friday night for me.
The winner is a guy, he's South African, and he actually got a giant sperm trophy.
Sperm trophy?
Well, it looked like a sperm or it looked like a logie.
And five-time winner of the Labour of Love Lookalike Award, Ray Martin, joined us.
How do you feel about not having logies? You should set fire to yourself out the front of Channel 9, Ray, and go, no, not on my watch.
Well, that was the plan. Now you've headed that off. I like to catch up with people, but I've missed quite a few over the years. My wife, she stopped going. She figured we'd paid our dues on that.
Yeah, you could say that.
You only expect to do so many logies after that, you go to heaven, I think.
Gloves were off on the border wars, and Pauline Hanson entered the fray in Queensland.
Fighting a dictatorial government.
Tell you what, she's on the phone right now.
Mick, I'm ropeable. And I wanted to let you know that Palaszczuk is acting like a colonel from Hogan's Heroes. First of all, I want you to get off your backside, Mick. I'll sue her. It's under-democratically.
After a six-week fling, Andy Lee broke up with his Tracky Dax.
If you're listening, I know you don't want me to use pet names like Trackies or T-Rex right now, but I just kind of see you on a non-exclusive basis and you'll probably be just Sunday mornings in a hungover state. You won't get the best of me.
New spacesuits for the delayed SpaceX manned launch caught Mick's attention.
They look like a costume a mum's made for book week. I didn't know whether they were astronauts or entering the Eurovision Song Contest. They're like backup dancers in a Michael Jackson film. It's like Queer Eye for the space guy.
League legend Mark Geyer dropped by on the eve of the NRL season return.
Excited as he was as a kid on Christmas Day. How are you, buddy?
It is like the first kiss at school.
Oh, that's a good moment.
How long's it been?
It's been about 45 years since that happened to me.
Since you watched it.
67 days, but who's counting?
We bring this week in review to a close with a masterclass in talkback radio on the week's hot phone topic, what's not coming back after the coronavirus?
Where are you calling from, Stephen?
Port Stephens, Mick.
What's the primary purpose of Port Stephens?
It's meant to be whale watching, about to commence here shortly. Come on up, we're opening up. Getting it long weekend.
Let's move on. Craig a suggestion?
It's got to be community hall bingo. Oh.
Where are you calling from? Is there some kind of... got crickets in the background?
It's been very wet and all the crickets and frogs are having a ball.
What do you think's not coming back?
He said bingo.
Oh, bingo.
Yeah.
Very distracting.
I'm out of the depth here. Dan, what's not coming back?
What's not coming back?
What's the point of the segment? Yeah. Don't make like I've just sprung it on you.
That's all good. Kissing, greeting.
What about cupping a breast? Was that ever in? I don't know.
Let's go back to Stephen from Port Stephens.
He's in Wales.
Well, going on in Port Stephens. Anyway, we all got sidetracked. I ended up doing a promotion for Port Stephens and Wales.